Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Gerald Celente. Gerald is a trends tracker, the author of Trends 2000. Trends Journal, his quarterly publication, which I encourage you to check out, and so many other offerings that he and his company have to offer. What's the website again?
Trends Research.
Trends Research. I always forget that. TrendsResearch.com, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald's a original founding member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we would do without him over the years. He's been a great resource for us. Gerald, I asked you as we went to the break, and I want you to finish it, how can Main Street Americans, did you know, Gerald, that if you took all the business owners, all the small business owners and all their employees and all their families and put them all in one class, if they all voted together, do you know that would be way over 100 million voters?
Yeah, and just small business.
But yet we can't get organized. This is what bugs me: is you got a lot of small business owners who are single issue voters for something else, not their own businesses, not Main Street. What do you think?
Well, one of the things we're talking about with Occupy Peace, and again, I want to run by that quickly, is that to close the bases, bring. And I'm not a isolationist. I'm a non-interventionist. You know, let's fix Detroit. After you fix Detroit, go to Camden. When you finish Camden, go down to Baltimore. When you go to finish Baltimore, go back, do Trenton, and there's Ferguson and St. Louis, and on and on and on. Our country's rotting in front of us, and I got some clown telling me how they're going to fix another country?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what am I, 6 years old? So what we're also saying is that Congress has not voted to go to war since World War II. Part of Occupy Peace is that Congress must vote before we get involved in a foreign entanglement,
mm-hmm.
as per the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
not what these guys are ripping it apart and saying they could do what they want. But the other element of this, being that we pay for the war, we the people, with our money and our lives, and the senator's son never goes, we want to have on each state ballot a referendum where we the people will tell Congress how to vote. Because Congress doesn't represent
mm-hmm.
us,
and
they
that
represent
that
the people
actually
that give them the most amount of money.
Maybe in our lifetime, that could be that's technologically feasible right
exactly.
now.
Exactly,
it's technologically possible right
online,
now.
Bank online, you could vote online.
That's exactly right. That's going to happen in this century, if not before.
So anyway, the other thing that people, before we have a lot of time left, is watch out what's going with this economy, because you could look and see where it's going with commodity prices. According to the Bloomberg Index, commodity prices are at 13-year lows. Now, the countries that are resource-rich, their currencies are crashing along with the commodities, whether it's the ruble, whether it's the real in Brazil, whether it's the peso in
Mexico. Oil in Russia.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So, because what's going on, Jim, there's a huge slowdown in China. Their GDP is lucky to be growing at about 4%. They're saying 7%. Even at 7%,
right. Well, they've never told it. We've never known the truth about it.
Exactly. So if China's not buying these commodities, these resource-rich countries,
mm-hmm.
they're not selling them.
Right.
This is a signal of a global slowdown. When is it going to hit Wall Street? I believe sooner than people think.
Yeah.
Because the facts are there with this commodity slowdown. It's not about only oil. It's about copper at 6-year lows. It's about, again, it's about iron ore in 2011 was selling for $191 a metric ton.
Mm-hmm.
It's selling for under $50 right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you see deflation in the future?
It is deflation, but
yeah.
the deflation is in the commodity prices, but because
right.
the multinationals and the big healthcare companies own us, it costs us more to live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a deflation of commodity-priced items, but because they're controlled by so few, we the people always have to pay more.
What do you think America's going to look like 5 years from now?
It's not going to look good if the current political systems don't have a competitor. Just like you, we were talking about multinationals and big corporations.
You think we need a third party?
Everything. What?
You think we need a third party?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. To me, these are the Bloods and the Crips, the murderers and thieves.
Ladies,
I mean, really, how many more people they have to murder around the world, and how much more of our dough do they have to steal?
Their
names are too big to fail, bailouts and everything else they could come up with.
You can't say I didn't warn you about buckling your seatbelts. One of the things about Mr. Salente is he is authentic as authentic gets. Hey, Gerald, I don't know what we'd do without you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your perspective. Please come back soon. Keep up the good work.
And you too. Thank you for all you do, Jim.
Gerald Salente, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen. I love the way Gerald sticks his finger in the eye of so many people. He's a treasure for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.